Do you expect to get paid when you go AWOL from or don't show up for work? Because that's what's happening when you don't show up to train or hit your targets with food. I'm starting this podcast with a gut check. There's no fluff, there's no filters. It's really just a kick-ass question, right? That you might not like, but I know that there's lots of people who need to hear it. I need to answer it for themselves. And it's going to apply to about 90% of people who are not getting or seeing results. So the question is this: if someone followed you around for an entire week, and I mean like surveillance style, shadowed your every move, Jason Bourne-esque, what would they say? Would they witness someone who is displaying relentless commitment to their goals? Or would they catch you out lying? And not just lying to your coach, if you have a coach, or your PT, and not just lying to Facebook or Instagram. I'm talking about lying to yourself. Lying about the food choices that you're making. Lying about, I don't know, why you can't make that session. Lying whenever you say, I'm trying my best, when you're really just dabbling and hoping that something sticks. That fucking hurts, right? But don't worry, look, I'm not judging. I've been there. I'm pretty sure we all have. And this episode, it's not about guilt in you. It's about growth. So it's not about guilt. It's about growth. Because your dreams, the things that you're working for, and sometimes whenever you say the word dreams, you know, when you're talking about health and fitness, like, well, it's not really fucking dreams, is it? But that's, dreams are things you're working towards, things that you want that you're maybe not really expecting to have right now, but you do want it. So they are dreams, and we want to make them a reality, and they deserve more than half-hearted hustle sometimes that we put in, so half-assed effort. And the goals and the dreams, they deserve to be aligned with honest action. So today, I want to expose, or try to expose, the gaps. And I guess I need you to be on board with that, because I want to expose the gaps between what you say you want and what you're actually doing to get it. So let's get raw. Let's get fucking honest. Like, right down to that burst blister on your skin, kind of raw, kind of honest. All right, the stuff that hurts. And let's get real, because too many people aren't real. They're fake, they're not fucking honest. And if we get real, and if we can get honest, then we can grow. I'm Paul Keenan, personal trainer and behavior change coach with a passion for helping clients enhance their personal growth. So using some brain science, real client case studies, and anecdotal concepts, baked in a little brioche bun of wisdom, we're going to get you wanting more from your health and fitness, more from your life. I want you to feel better, look better, heal quicker, and perhaps to do something now in your life that you've been putting off. When you learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally, you'll recognize that the only person who's been holding you back is you. I really hope you don't need to listen to this podcast, but if you do, go and take some action. You'll feel better for it. This is the Mind Your Muscle Podcast. So, picture this. You say that you want to feel stronger, but you skip workouts. And you're skipping workouts for things like fucking Netflix and TikTok. And I'm sorry for cursing, but this annoys me, all right? Whenever we're skipping things for crap, skipping sessions, but spending that time on Netflix on your phone or on TikTok, or playing games on your phone or scrolling, or maybe out alcohol and partying, all right? And I've done my fair share of that when I was younger, but I'm talking about when I was between like 19 to 22, 23, 24. I think after that, you gotta start to grow up a little and not do it as much and start to prioritize things a bit more. So if you claim to the people that are in your life that you're maybe working on, say, I don't know, increasing your confidence or something like that, but you're constantly saying things and repeating stuff like, I can't, or I'm tired, or maybe I'll do that next week. Like, there's some kind of affirmations that you should live by, or You know, you tell people, this is a great one, I'm doing everything I can. However, deep down, you know that you're not. And that's not a character flaw. And this isn't a character's, you know, assassination attempt or me trying to put you down. It's asking the tough questions and seeing this. There's this opportunity here that is there to observe the gap between where your intentions are and where your actions are. And the first sign that you're living in that gap right now is that you keep using the word but. So this is about, I guess, first and foremost, being present to the words that we're using and being honest and recognizing the words that we're using. So I want to be more consistent, but work has been mad. Or I really want to train more, but I'm just tired when I get home from work, or when I'm, you know, whatever, when I wake up in the morning. I'm trying my best, but nothing's changing. Here's what the word but really does to you. It makes your excuses sound valid. It justifies your reasons, not just to other people, but to yourself. So you're justifying the lie, and it protects you in a comfort zone, and it gives you that get out of growth free card. Listen to what I said again there. So the word but, right? It makes your excuses sound valid. It justifies reasons and it protects your comfort zone. And it gives you a get out of growth free card. And that is the complete opposite of getting results and making progress. So those things that we're saying are the complete opposite of what we're actually wanting. Let me give you a story, right? I'll call this girl Sarah. It's not her real name, but right. Sarah told me once, right, she was committing to 10 minutes of morning meditation and set an alarm with, and I like people to set alarms for things if they're trying to introduce a new habit, but set an alarm with the title meditation on it. She even bought a sexy journal to go with the intentions. But whenever I was doing check-ins with her, we were doing them fortnightly, it was the same story. For her, it was day after day, but for me, it was the same story on the check-ins. It was snooze. It was snooze. It was snooze. And the alarm got turned off whenever it sounded. And the journal, there was fucking nothing in it. But in her mind, she was saying, oh yeah, Paul, I'm trying. Let's be honest. Trying without being consistent isn't trying. That's wishing. That's hoping. And that's kind of hoping that someday something's going to change without actually changing, because it has to be you that changes the things that you're doing and the things in your life. And your actions are your truth. And I know that might sound a wee bit cliche and a bit Instagram quote-worthy, I guess, that kind of statement, but it's the truth. And your actions are your truth and your results are your truth. And I say this to people all the time, the results don't lie. The weight and the scales, that's the weight and the scales. The body fat, the tummy measurements, the weight you can lift, the fuel in your car, the bank balance. Those results are the truth. They don't lie. That's your truth. It's not your stories. It's not your promises. It's not your Instagram highlights and your reels whenever you're standing posing in the mirror trying to look all cool with that photo of you and your expensive coffee or whatever it is you're getting from General Merchants or whatever the in-shop is. But it's your actions. And when actions don't match goals, you fail. And I want to talk about another client to work with, and I'll call this one Laura. She wanted to deadlift 100 kg. And that's quite a lot for a female. That's a solid, strong, fucking confidence empowering goal, that one. 100 kg, the 100 club. So what I did was I programmed morning PT sessions, all right, because apparently that was the best time for her to progress based on her work and her home schedule. So these were one-to-one sessions that I was doing at the time. We're talking 7-8 years ago, but she kept cancelling, and then she said she'd do those sessions on her own. So at the time, like, I was pre-programmed stuff, using PDF sheets, so paper sheets, but she said she'd do them on her own. And that was a fucking bullshit meter alert there. But whenever I looked at her sheets, like whenever she did eventually book in for and come in for sessions, like I said, it was A4 pieces of paper. There was nothing there. She didn't do them on her own. She didn't do them with me. And whenever I asked why, she then started to say, oh, I'm not a morning person. And look, I used to say the fucking same thing. I used to say that I couldn't train in the mornings until, you know what? Mornings became the only time that I could train. Because if I was working in the evening or if I was doing stuff in the afternoon, which was mostly work, I couldn't train at those times. So then mornings became the time that I could train. So I made it work and I adapted and I changed. And I stopped lying to myself about who I was and what I was capable of. And you know what else I done? I went to fucking bed earlier. For Laura, the real issue wasn't mornings. It was the fact that she was scrolling on the phone until midnight, looking at crap. Back then, like, there wouldn't have been TikTok, I know that. So if it was now, you'd probably be up to 1 or 2 in the morning on the talk. But just scrolling. And bedtime routine was wrecked, and she was tired, and she was burnt out, and she was stressed, and she was stressed. And her lack of sleep was sabotaging her goals, and that's what happens. And you can't build strength, and you can't build confidence on this foundation of crap sleep, and half effort, and full-blown excuses. And I've really toned my language back in this part of the podcast, and even lately. And I want you to wake the fuck up, because if you're saying things like I've talked about so far, then you need to waken up, because your time is running out. And that's fact. Time is the only currency that you spend, and you don't know what the balance is. So spend your time wisely. The harsh reality of it is, when your actions don't match your goals, you're going to get stuck. You get inconsistent results, or you get none at all. This impacts your mood. It impacts your confidence, and then that has a knock-on effect with other things. Just like half-assed reps in the gym aren't going to build muscle, half-assed efforts in your life won't build confidence, won't bring consistency, won't bring results. So you have to start asking, why isn't this working? Why do I feel so off? Why can't I just get it together? Because a lot of the times we're trying to cheat. We're trying to cheat the process with good intentions instead of consistent actions. But there is good news, alright? So this isn't all fucking doom and gloom, right? You're here, you're listening, and that means to some extent you care enough and you're aware. And awareness, well, it's not quite par, but it's potential par. Now let me repeat that. Awareness is potential par. That's important to know. It's the same with knowledge. People say knowledge is par, but it's not. It's only powerful when you act on it. And now that you're aware that there's a gap, which I hope you are, and you're being honest, you're self-evaluating here and self-reflecting, what are you thinking about, what are you talking about, what are you saying? Now that you're aware that there's this gap between your words and your walk, then you can choose to close the gap. And here's how. Audit yourself daily. It doesn't have to be massive. If you have a journal, great, use it. Oh my God. Or Sarah, they both had journals. One was the one for meditation and the other was the training journal, but they didn't fucking use them. So if you're going to use a journal, use it, but audit yourself ideally daily. What did I say I wanted today or to do today? So it depends on the time of day that you're going to reflect. And what did I actually do that supports that? So that would be an evening reflection. And don't do it from a point of view of guilt. And this is the thing, we will try and even when we're self-reflecting, we'll try and appease ourselves and write stuff down that we think we want to hear, that we need to hear. And that's because we feel guilty. So we have to try and remove the guilt from it. We have to be honest. We have to remove the fluff and just get down to the data. What is the information? It's like stepping on the scales. It's like putting the tummy measurements on, putting the tape measure around your tummy. It's like stepping up to the bar and lifting it. Okay, that's the data. It's like tracking your food. What are the numbers? What are the calories? What's the protein? What's the carbs? Okay, we have to use the data. And it's like your bank balance or your weight slip tells a story. Use the fucking data. Track, log, record, measure. So that's one thing, is audit yourself. And then I guess a second thing has to be to own your identity, because you are what you say you are. And if you're saying, I'm not a morning person, I'm someone, you know, who just can't deal with it, that has to shift, it has to change. And you have to see yourself as something different. You have to see yourself as someone who is a morning person. I'm someone, and you know, I'm someone who makes time for herself, makes time for himself. I'm someone who finds it easy to get up in the morning. I love getting up in the morning. I love getting up early. I love getting shit done. And language matters. You know, recently people have been saying to me, oh, I've been talking about running and getting out for runs and doing runs, because I'm kind of running a wee bit at the minute. And people are saying to me, oh, I can't run. That's bullshit. You don't run. There's a fucking difference. You have to wake up and listen to the language and the excuses that we're using. And language matters. And start speaking from the identity that you want, not your current comfort zone. You know, when I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was having a chat with a client who was struggling with like eating chocolate or sweet stuff because she didn't want it anymore. She wanted to try and remove it because she didn't like how it was making her feel. So we're not even talking about weight gain here. We're talking about how the foods was making her feel. And I asked her, I said, if I offered you a cigarette, what would you say? She says, well, I don't smoke. I said, exactly. So what about chocolate? I'm trying to be good, Paul. Well, actually, the identity that she would need comes with the words, I don't eat chocolate. That's just a factual fucking statement. I don't eat chocolate, just like I don't smoke. So that's an identity. So challenging and changing your identity is important, and owning it, auditing yourself is important. So we got to audit ourselves, reflect. Doesn't have to be massive. 30 seconds, 60 seconds. What did I say I was going to do today? Did I fucking do it? What are the words that I'm using? Do I need to change them? Fucking change them. Protect your foundations. That would be a third one. So I'm talking about foundational things like sleep, food, movement. Simple things. Sleep, food, movement. If those are crap, your motivation's going to be crap too. Because motivation comes and goes. We need to be consistent and we need to be disciplined. Motivation and consistency come through discipline. And it might be things like starting out small. So it could be going to bed 30 minutes earlier. It could be eating one meal with intention, actually sitting down, thinking about that meal, planning it. Maybe measuring it out, weighing it out, don't have to. Don't always need to be anal about it. But thought out, are the right things on my plate? Are they in the right proportions? And show up, even if it's not perfect, because perfect doesn't build results. Consistency does. I say this all the time. We have to be consistent. And if you want to close the gap that's between your intentions and your actions, I've just basically gave you a few things to do there, and you could try that for 7 days. Just even track one action per day that proves you're walking the talk. Early bedtime. Even one early bedtime would be better maybe than your last week. Who knows? One honest food choice could improve your week. One session where you show up even if you didn't feel like it. And I do that all the time. There's loads of times where I do not feel like going. And people tell me all the time the same thing. And when they show up, they fucking feel great. After it, feel great. Watch what happens whenever you do that. Watch how the gap starts to close. Watch how your confidence starts to grow. And remember, your actions are your truth. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be aligned with what you say and with what you do. That's simple, right? Look, I know that it's not simple, but it is simple. And that's the work that you have to do. And it's why whenever you get there that it's so rewarding. So stop telling stories to yourself and stop telling stories to other people, because that's what we're doing. When we're making excuses, when we're not getting results, we're telling stories to yourself and we're telling stories to other people. So stop telling stories and start living the story that we actually want to write about. If this episode hit a nerve with you, then good. Go and do something about it. And if it didn't, good. You're sorted. Either way, fucking great. Walk the talk. Look, I know there's lots of people out there vying for your time, so you taking that time for yourself matters to me. Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. Please, for every episode I share with you, try and pay it forward. And look, I gotta put my hand out there and ask you for some help. A last request as we sign off. To reach and help more people, I'd love you to take 30 seconds and leave the podcast a decent review on iTunes. Or, if you think it was crap, just say so. Because at the end of the day, it's only a belief. Thanks for listening.